Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, and you are about to hear a recording of a conference call that I did with Todd Falcone, and it is all about creating a daily routine. Let me just warn you, there is a lot of straight talk on this audio, and I think you'll really enjoy it. A lot of people, I actually had people text me saying that it brought tears to their eyes and maybe really challenged them. And so I encourage you to listen to this. I hope that it benefits you. And share this around. Share this to people that you feel can benefit from it. And I hope you enjoy the audio.
I just wanted to bring him here. And he's got this – he is like he's got this thing about like just routine. And he his routine has been mega successful in helping him produce lots and lots of money. So I figured we'd bring him out, have him I'm going to give him the floor and basically let him run with you guys for a while and talk about like his, you know, DMO, daily method of operation, just the way he does stuff. And I don't know exactly what he's going to talk about other than I know he's going to teach you guys how to make some money, and he's pretty good at it. So, Ray, what's up, dude? Welcome to the call. How are you?
I am doing fantastically. Thanks so much, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, absolutely, and so can my entire group. So
awesome.
I'm going to just let you fly, man. It's great to have you on my call, and the floor is yours.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I just, you know, if you're on this line, I mean, you know, make sure you reach out to Todd and thank him for his service to this industry. I can't even fathom how many producers and just overall awesome leaders have come right through the ranks of learning from Todd, myself included. I've purchased every single thing that Todd, you know, produces and has ever produced. And I just applaud you, man. I'm honored. It's funny watching Todd from afar and then becoming friends. And now we, you know, speak at each other's events and things like that. So it's just really, really awesome. And just applaud you, Todd. And I know your audience loves you, and they have an absolute right to do so, too. It's definitely justified. You're awesome. And have fun traveling around the world.
Yes, in my secret spot.
That's awesome. So Todd asked me to come on here and talk a little bit about daily routine. I would say if I was pushed into a corner and forced to reveal the biggest secret to my success, I would probably come to daily routine. I really would. And it's interesting because, you know, I see a lot of people out there. And by the way, let me just give a disclaimer. I know Todd's style, and I love Todd's style. And tonight is going to be very, you know, Falcone-esque in that we're going to give you some straight talk. We're going to give you some, you know, some information, and you might hear some, you know, some language and communication that may challenge you. And here's the raw deal. If you are not uncomfortable right now, and if you are not uncomfortable in your life, if you're not uncomfortable with the information that you're about to hear from me, then something's not right. Because, you know, I have found that the more uncomfortable that I make myself, the more, you know, the more that I push myself in a direction of discomfort, the more my growth is. And I see a lot of people out there that they are pretty much the same status year after year after year after year. They're going to do it. They're planning to do it. They, you know, they finally got a good idea to do it, but they never actually execute. They never commit. They never make a decision to truly become a top earner. And, you know, I'm just here just giving you a little disclaimer that some of the information that you'll receive tonight may make you a little uncomfortable. And understand that that is normal. That's normal. If you are someone that's goal-oriented, you should be uncomfortable. And don't misinterpret the word comfort. A lot of people I see are comfortably miserable, meaning that each and every day they moan and complain about their lack of finances, their lack of relationships, their lack of status in society, their lack of friends, their lack of networking, their lack of talent perhaps. And it is so comfy for them to complain and moan and whine about all of those different things that they are comfy. Okay? They're comfortably miserable. So I hope that that's not you, but I'm sure that that may resonate with some of you on here, and it's only designed to help you, of course. I really want to dive deep on helping you with your daily routine. And so what I'm going to talk about tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about the part-timer's guide to success, full-timer's guide to success, and give you a little bit of details of those that want to dive deeper. Now, some of you may know my story. Others, maybe this is the very first time that you're hearing from me, and that's always cool and fun. I can tell you, before I became a top earner, I was really struggling. I had been full-time in real estate in the state of Florida from 2004 to toward the end of 2008 is where I stopped making any money. And, you know, it wasn't a voluntary thing. I involuntarily stopped making any money at all toward the end of 2008. And, you know, I bring up these things because I never want to forget. I never want to forget where I was, and it so helps me appreciate where we are now. And I remember, you know, Christmas 2008, sitting there with my family, sitting there with my kids running around and my mom, and, you know, and I was there, but I wasn't mentally. You know, my mental link, I just wasn't there. Okay. And so, you know, the kids were running around doing stuff, and I was there in body, but not in mind. Why? Because I was so stressed. I was so stressed out. I had gone from, you know, making some money in real estate and thinking that I had life figured out and feeling great about myself to being pounded on the phone with bill collectors, to being in personal foreclosure, to just seeing life as just a constant, never-ending struggle with no light at the end of the tunnel. And I was just so stressed out that, you know, here I wasted one of life's moments just stressing about finances and money and all those different things. And, you know, I remember, and I don't know how many of you can resonate with this, and, you know, maybe some can't at all, but I remember programming my phone for these 7 to 8 bill collectors that would call me every single day, and I would program it, don't answer, don't answer, don't answer, so that I didn't get into an awkward conversation of how I could not pay them. And, you know, here's why I tell you this, okay? If you are currently going through tough times, if you are struggling, if you are dealing with circumstances that you just can't see past right now, that's okay. It's absolutely okay. In fact, in a way, it may even be better. It may even be better, because if you're at the very bottom, you got nothing to do but go up. You have absolutely nothing to do but go up. And so, you know, my life since then, now that, you know, from toward the end of 2008 all the way toward the end of 2009, total struggle. And for the year, okay, for the year 2009, I made $19,000, okay? Now, I had never been a big producer in network marketing. I didn't have some huge, magical, amazing list. I didn't have a lot of the things that I think people perceive that they need to have to become a top producer in network marketing. What happened is, you know, July of 2009, I just decided that I was going to commit to becoming something different. I was going to commit to becoming. And you know, maybe that sounds strange. I don't know. But I'll tell you, one of the biggest things, and, you know, I can say this, and I know this affects people when I say it, and, you know, I say it because it's an absolute truth, okay? I was sick of feeling like a loser. I was sick of it. I was sick of feeling like a loser. I was sick of, you know, of not being able to take my kids on a vacation, of not being able to do the things that I wanted to do, that I felt that I should be able to do. I was sick of looking at my bank statement and saying, God, what the hell is wrong with me? And I knew that that wasn't me. I knew, and I want you to embrace that. I want you to really embrace the fact that your current circumstances are not you. They do not represent the value you have inside you. They do not represent the greatness that you have within you that can be tapped. It can absolutely be tapped and brought forth into life just with a few tweaks, just with a few tweaks. And so what I did, and I'm going to get into my routine that I used, but since then, I won't go on and on about, you know, but life is different. I'll just say it that way. You know, I've won 8 fully paid for vacations with my network marketing company, became the number one income earner, won a car. I've been able to take, I, you know, the girl that I was dating at the time, we did get married, happily married now, over a year and a half. And I was able to take her to Fiji for our honeymoon. I mean, if you told me in 2009 that in less than 2 years I would be taking my wife to, you know, on a vacation or a honeymoon in Fiji that I paid cash for, I'd say you're crazy. I mean, it was totally outside the realm of reality. There was no reality. There no way was that in my reality. And I want you to get that. I really want you to get it. Okay, I want you to get it, that there are goals that you can accomplish in the next 24 months that currently is outside your reality. I want you to get that, wherever you are. I don't, if you're in foreclosure, if you're struggling with, you know, finances, if you're dead broke, if you've been laid off, lost your job, understand there are things and dreams that you can accomplish in the next 24 months that you can't comprehend how. You absolutely can't, because I can tell you I didn't. And so, you know, my life is, it's just different. It's just a different life now. And I always remember, okay, I remember the struggling times so that I can keep perspective and keep in an attitude of gratitude. But it's just a different life now. Now, you know, we get to travel where we want. We get to, you know, partner and work with inspiring people all over the world. And we just have a great time. And so what I saw in the industry is I saw a need in the industry for us to teach what we did, for us to teach how to become a top earner. And so let's get into teaching you and talking to you about a daily routine. All right. First of all, here's a truth for you. Now, and I really want you to get this. It's so simple, but it's an absolute truth. And the truth is you cannot make it overnight. You can't. I don't care if you look at Todd Falcone, Eric Worre, any of these guys, myself, okay, I don't care if you look at any of those guys. No one made it overnight. Almost every single one of us have had our own struggles, have had stumbling blocks, have made bonehead mistakes, all right? And maybe not Todd, because Todd is near perfection. I mean, he is the Greek god of network marketing. But all of us, all the rest of us, All the non-Todds of the world, okay, we have stumbled, we've made bonehead decisions, we've stubbed our toe, we've scraped our knees, we've chipped our teeth, right? We've had problems, and that's true even with Todd, right? The truth is you can't make it overnight, but you can chip away at your goals each and every single day. I did, and I still do. You see, there's never a point, and I hope you grasp this too. Some of you on the line, I know, you know, there's probably people on this line that make over $1 million a year. Fantastic. Guess what? Keep growing. Keep growing. The minute you become complacent and think, I finally made it, you know, that's when you start to decline. So let's not ever decline. Let's keep growing always. And the truth is you can do that every single day. The most important strategy that I can suggest to you is to have a daily routine. Okay. If you have one, and I'm going to give it to you tonight, okay, if you have one, you will become successful. Without one, you might. It's possible. You could get lucky. There is, you know, such a thing as luck, but I doubt it. Now, here's the three questions that I'm constantly asked. A lot of people ask me, Ray, you know, you were in foreclosure, you were dead broke, you had no money coming in, you know, what did you do, right? And I share that. I've shared that on, actually, I shared it on a Todd Falcone call not too long ago, shared it with Eric Worre interview not too long ago. And, you know, real simply, okay, real simply from a 10,000-foot view, I went out there and got 20 no's a day every single day for 6 months. Okay. Now that doesn't mean I stopped getting no's after that. And you know, the two questions that people ask is, number one, where'd you find the people? Number two, what does a no count for? Well, where you find the people, I found them from everywhere. I found them from Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, warm market, cold market, online, offline, networking events, real estate events, chamber of commerce events. There's a billion places out there. Okay. And, you know, using Falcone's, I would call Realtor Signs. I had no problem with that. I'd been in real estate. I could do the game. And so there's a million places you can find. The second question of, well, what's a no? Is that after they've seen a presentation? Is it, you know, I would count a no as anyone who was not open to moving forward, whether that was before they saw a presentation or after. Anyone who was not willing to move forward counted as a no. Does that mean I marked them off my list forever? No. It just means that that was one of my no's for the day. If you go out there and get 20 no's a day, there's an extremely high chance you're going to build a business. And we're going to come back to that. Okay. So that's what did I do? Now people ask me nowadays, well, Ray, what do you do? That's not the best question. The reason is I have since becoming a top earner and since changing my life and getting out of the muck and mire of foreclosure and you know, depression and all those other things, I have built a brand online. I do get leads. I do get traffic. I do, you know, asking me what do I do currently is not as helpful as asking me what would I do? What would I do if I were to start over? So the context of this training tonight is what I would do, okay? And so that's what I want to share with you tonight. And I'm going to hit you with truths all night long like a 2x4. Here's one. Here's one that a lot of people have been hanging on to, but here's a harsh truth for you. If you cannot build this business part-time, going full-time won't help you. Ooh. That just sent a shockwave through some of you. Let me say it again. If you can't build this business part-time, going full-time won't actually help you. You see, time is not your enemy. Efficiency is your friend. It is not because you lack the time. It's just you lack the efficiency of the time that you do have. Let me assure you, you can build a huge business in an hour a day. It's just most people spend an hour a day doing non-profit producing activities. They do things that literally will either never make them money or have such a low probability of making them money that it's almost like not doing anything. And, you know, I want to just share with you a couple things. You know, today I'm up in Orlando. I am, for the first time in like forever, I'm on a landline because my cell line was not very good. But I'm with a coach, okay? I constantly invest in myself, constantly, you know, wanting to get better. And my coach today asked me, she said, why is it that people don't make money in this industry? And I had to think about that. I said, okay, well, number one, they treat it like a hobby rather than a business. Number two, the people around them don't take them seriously. And number three, they're not committed to doing the things each and every day to build their business. Now that, you know, maybe that's, and you know, what's the definition of business? And, you know, this was another question. Definition of business. And you might want to write this down. You might want to post it on Facebook somewhere, because I think there's a lot of network marketers out there that don't know this definition. Are you ready for it? Now, for a business to be, for you to define a business, you need to define it in a way that has it as an actual business. Okay, a business isn't a feeling. Business isn't an emotion. Now, you can have a feeling and be emotional about a business, of course, but that's not the business. A business is solving a problem or filling a need at a profit. Solving a problem or filling a need at a profit. Well, why profit, Ray? Why can't it just be for free and you help out everyone around the world and we all hold hands and play guitar? Well, because if you aren't generating a profit, you can't last. You can't last. You know, I can't pay my electric bill on testimonials. Maybe the person receiving them would appreciate them. They would still turn off my electric. We have to create a profit. And we can easily create a profit when we fill a need or solve a problem. Network marketing, fortunately, takes a lot of that guesswork out of the loop for you, but you still have to operate a business. All right. So for those of you who are part-timers, and let me define that. A part-timer, and my definition is probably a little different than most. Part-timers, I define, are you ready for this? Because it probably challenges your, you know, the excuses you've been using and things like that. And again, you know, I hope that you appreciate straight talk. I really do. Because if you came here, you know, a lot of times I teach on mindset and I purposely want to make people feel good. I want people to feel good. But I also want them to get real. I also want them to really make a transformation in their life, which will impact other people. By the way, not succeeding is selfish. Why would I say that? Because in this profession, other, you know, some professions are like this, some are not. Our profession, you are unable to create success without impacting other individuals in a positive manner. Thereby, not succeeding is selfish. Because it means you're limiting the number of people in this world and planet that you are going to positively impact. And why would you do that? So I want you all to be successful. And you're in a unique profession in that this is what we teach. This is not corporate dog-eat-dog. This is Todd and Ray wanting to teach you how to become successful so you can go out and impact the world. And it's selfish not to do so. So part-timers, this means that you work more than 50 hours a week in your job. Okay? Did you follow that? This means, okay, so Ray, if I only work 40 hours a week in my current job, does that mean I'm not a part-timer? I don't see you as a part-timer. I see you as a full-timer. Now, I've coached people that work 90 hours a week. That's a part-timer. I've coached people that work 65 hours a week in their job or jobs, right? Some, you know, in the world right now, a lot of people are struggling. Some people are working two or three jobs. If you're working more than 50 hours a week in a job or jobs, part-timer, you're clearly a part-timer. Number one, you need to spend 75% of your day doing of your time, okay? 75% of your time allotted doing profit-producing activities. Now, I give you a percentage because I don't know your time. A part-timer, you could be working, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours a day, I don't know, and maybe you only have 30 minutes, maybe you only have an hour, maybe you have 2 hours. Whatever that time allotted for you part-timers, 75% of that time needs to be spent doing profit-producing activities. What are profit-producing activities? Here's what most people do. Most people, they do passive marketing. Passive marketing is blogging, articles, videos, advertisements, banners, you know, SEO, PPC, LMNOP, all of those things are passive marketing. That is not active prospecting. Active prospecting is reaching out to another human being on a one-on-one transaction, either through, it could be through email, not my favorite, okay, but it could be through email in a one-on-one fashion, like such as a Facebook message to an individual that you're attempting to prospect, phone call, face-to-face meeting. That is active prospecting. You are connecting with another human being one-on-one, and you're starting the conversation. That is active prospecting. That is profit-producing activities. You know, my wife, by the way, has created a $10,000 a month income by 100% active prospecting on Facebook for free, reaching out to people in, you know, on Facebook, connect that she didn't know, not even warm market, cold market, that she didn't know, reaching out to them, starting the conversation, And what did she do? Well, a business fulfills a need or solves a problem. Figured out their problem, figured out their need, solved it at a profit. She's a business owner. Okay. So 75% profit produce activities, which would include a minimum 2 to 5 personal prospects per day. 2 to 5 personal prospects per day. If you just do that, you do that every day, and you come back to me 6 months from now, you will have a business. Now, some of you will take that as, you mean if I just send a link? No. You should never, please send this to the ether. Send this out to the world and to the universe. Attention all network marketers. Never send an unsolicited link. Never. One of the problems with this industry, you know what, one of the biggest problems, if not the biggest problem with this profession, with this industry, is people treat it cheaply. People treat it cheaply. Let me ask you this. Think about your city, whether it's Boston, New York, Seattle, wherever. I want you to think about the most well-respected attorney or financial planner, or maybe the wealthiest realtor, the person who moves the most, whatever, right? Would they just email you like a PayPal link to hire them? It's ridiculous, right? Then why do network marketers do that? Why do network marketers just, hey man, I got this new ground floor thing, check it out, it's awesome. It's because they're not a real business owner. They're treating it like a cheap circus act, and that's why they're treated with disrespect. They're fulfilling the stigma of network marketing by being cheap. You don't have to treat this like a circus act. You treat it like a million-dollar business, and it'll grow into one. Never send an unsolicited link. So, part-timers, 75% profit-producing activities, 2 to 5 personal prospects per day. That is active prospecting, not just passive marketing. Now, keep in mind, I'm leaving you 25% of your time. Am I saying not to blog or not to do articles or not to do PPC, LMNOP? I'm not saying not to. I'm just saying fit that in. Don't make that your sole focus. And, you know, keep in mind, I built up to a $40,000 a month income inside network marketing, a network marketing company, before I was getting leads. I'll let you think about that a little bit. And that was before I got leads. Do I get leads now? I absolutely get leads now. But did I back then? I did not. So if you're asking me what would I do had I had to start over, that's what I would do. Now I'm going to come back to a couple other suggestions that will fit for part-timers and full-timers. But here's some questions for you. Three quick questions, okay? Number one, how many people did you find out what problems or needs they had in their lives last week? Can you name any? Can you say, I talked to my Aunt Sally and she just got laid off from her job and she's really in need of income? Or I talked to my friend Harry, who has 4 daughters, who is stressed about his daughter's weddings and paying for them. Are you actually finding out people's problems, or are you just out there pitching? How many people last week did you prospect personally? How many did you create a new personal connection with? And all these questions they're simple questions. They're dictations of your income inside this profession. They're dictations. Okay. All right, so let me give you a hustler routine. Hustler routine, this means that you have 2 to 3 hours a day. I don't know. You know, I won't even go into 8 hours a day. Why? Because no one can follow it. I've yet to meet somebody that you know, just hammers it 8 hours a day. Hardly anybody does. And those that do, they're probably not on this call. They're probably out prospecting, to be honest, right? So hustler routine, 2 to 3 hours a day. 75% still profit-producing activities, 15 to 25 personal prospects per day. And the question that people always ask, oh, where do I get them, Ray? There are so many sources. Todd talks about prospecting realtors. I've heard him talk about financial planners, talk about professionals, go to meetup.com, go to networking events. You know, around the corner from my house is a car wash that has a business card bulletin board. I'd go there and grab all the business cards, call them up, right? Use some of the tactics that Todd talks about. We're not going to get into recruiting on this. You guys hear a lot of that from Todd, and he's the best in the business at it. 15 to 25 personal prospects per day. That is active prospecting, not just passive marketing. Hustler routine. Now, let me give you some additional suggestions, and this is going to help you out a lot. Okay. Number one, and I don't care what kind of shape you're in, exercise 15 to 30 minutes a day. And whatever that means, I don't need to tell you to do preacher curls. I don't need to tell you to do, you know, stair steppers or whatever. Whatever you want to do, 15 to 30 minutes per day, because what that does is that helps your mental processes. It helps your circulation in your body. It helps you feel better. Okay, you may lose some weight, maybe not. I know that I feel a lot better. I've lost, 33 pounds. By the way, I'm not in a health and wellness network marketing company. I'm not pitching you anything about weight loss. I have nothing to gain by telling you about it, just so you know. But I've lost 33 pounds in the last few months, and I feel so much better about myself. I'm thinking more clearly. I have more energy. And I just look in the mirror, and I'm like, yeah, versus, right? So, it's a good thing. Richard Branson was asked, what's the number one suggestion that he had for productivity? And he said, exercise. He said, it'll keep you from getting sick, right? I mean, Richard Branson, might want to listen to that guy. Here's another suggestion for you. Stop checking your email and Facebook every 10 minutes. It's not making you profits. You don't need to keep up with every single person on social media. You don't need to catch every email within 9 minutes of it hitting your inbox, right? And, for that, you can get, if you are serious as a business owner and you're serious about reaching new goals and really changing your life, which in this profession will also impact the lives of people all over the world, if you're really serious about it, take the next couple days and just do what you normally do, but log what you do. And find out how many damn times you're checking Facebook and your email. Check out, really note how much time you're putting in. Some of you are complaining that you don't have any time to build your network marketing business because you got, 14 jobs and 52 kids. But the reality is, with all of that, you still have time to check your email and Facebook 157,000 times. If you only stopped doing that and just did it 2 to 3 times a day, you would have all of a sudden all this amazing time, and I have guys that I've coached that work 90 hours a week and they only prospect on their breaks. Why would they do that? Because they're sick of working 90 hours a week. And if they don't do something about it, they're going to keep working 90 hours a week until they get let go. Do you get that? You have to understand that there is a cost. There's a cost to you not creating success in your life. There's a cost. And you're paying it unless you create success. And so it is so important. Now, one of the best suggestions I've heard from Darren Hardy and The Compound Effect, great book, very similar to Jeff Olson's Slight Edge, both great books. But he talks about when you create a routine, keep it reasonable. And that's why I talk about 2 to 5 prospects a day for those that work more than 50 hours a week, or 15 to 25 for those that don't. Okay. Now, I don't even talk about, what's possible. When I was in telemarketing, when I was 18 years old, we had to make 450 calls a day. I don't know anyone in network marketing that does that. I don't know why. I make more in network marketing than I ever did in telemarketing, and there was no residual in telemarketing. I don't know why. I don't know why certain individuals sit down at a commission-only job and make 450 calls a day, but they won't in network marketing. I don't know why. And certainly I got cursed out probably 30% of the time. I was selling long distance. That's what everyone wants to hear, right? And, so I got rejected, just as much as I do in network marketing. So I don't know why people won't do that, But I don't teach that because I just don't think it's reasonable for most people. 15 to 25 people a day, you can absolutely accomplish in 2 hours a day. Absolutely no question. And so I gave you two extremely reasonable routines, part-timer, full-timer. And you can, you know, some of the other things that would go into it, every day I would suggest with that, you know, 25% of your time or maybe in your drive into work, listen to some mindset training. Okay, if you're wanting to become better as a marketer, listen to some marketing training. But that mindset training is, you got to do that, man. You got to do mindset training every day. Some of my favorites, I love George Zalicki. One of my favorite books is called The War of Art, not Art of War, War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, great book. Things like Think and Grow Rich, all of those books, man, all those audio books and books, just fantastic. Got to do that every single day. And, you know, hopefully you got some value out of this and maybe some clarity, because I find that, you know, not a lot of people, there's a lot of people going around this profession saying, oh, I don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do each day. Well, hopefully I've clued you in on that.
Ray Higdon again, and I hope that you really enjoyed that talk about daily routine. Yes, I know some of it may have been very challenging to you, but I challenge you because I want you to change your life. I really do. I want you to experience the kind of things that my wife and I have been able to experience, that successful top earners have been able to experience. And I also did want to take just a quick second and tell you about something really, really cool, and that is Todd Falcone's A-Team. Todd has this accountability team where every single week you jump on a conference call, you're held accountable. And I have had almost all of my top recruiters and top leaders in my network marketing company go through it. And if you'd like to check it out, it is something that he only opens up certain times of the year, and it's a pretty good commitment too. But if you want to check it out and watch Todd's video on it, you can go to rayhigdon.com/A-Team. That's rayhigdon.com/A-Team, and you can watch the video by Todd, see some of the testimonials, and if it's something that you decide to move forward with, know that I highly recommend it. I love Todd and what he does for this industry, and I think you might get a lot of benefit from it. And so share this around. Feel free to tell your friends about it. Comment on the blog. Comment on this page. And I certainly wish you the very best that life has to offer. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.